episode 3048, Healthy Ways to Reduce Stress.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. How are you doing? I hope you're having a fabulous week. May is the month of mental health awareness. And so today I want us to focus on stress. Have you ever been stressed? Well, let's learn some healthy ways to reduce stress. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter to keep it simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. To some degree, we all deal with stress. But when stress begins to interfere with our daily lives, action is required. So don't let stress cause you physical and emotional turmoil. Learn healthy ways to reduce stress. Now, I know you're thinking, well, can't just stress go away? Nope, it won't ever go away. Whether we want to admit it or not, stress is always going to be a part of your life. So first and foremost, it's essential to recognize the source of your stress. Where is it coming from? Sometimes a source is obvious, such as a difficult job or family problems, you know, struggles in your marriage, or the kids are absolutely driving you crazy. Maybe it's just a season in your life. Maybe you've had a death in the family, or you're struggling with your health. Other times, the source of stress may be unclear, and in these instances, self-reflection may be necessary. Prayer and meditation can be great tools to help us discover the underlying issues causing us stress. In Matthew 6, verse 34, we are reminded not to worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. It's going to bring its own troubles. This is good advice, because constantly worrying about tomorrow can lead to unnecessary stress. But what do? Maybe before we're laying down, going to bed, all of a sudden we're like, oh my gosh, what I got to do tomorrow? And then you top it off with, what haven't I done today? And so all of a sudden you have this mountain that you can't even climb, and it's 11 o'clock at night. How is that really affecting your body? Well, you know what it's doing. It's upsetting your gut, which says, oh my gosh, it sends all these signals that says, produce more cortisol. And that is just inflaming your body. And everything you do, you're just going to be a Oompa Loompa. Yeah, you're stressed out. You don't want to live a life filled with stress. Now, yes, you will have stress, but you can deal with it. Dr. Phil actually has a great application. And if you go over to pray.com, you'll find it there. It's Pray Therapy with Dr. Phil. There are lots of things you can do with mental health awareness. He talks about anger. He talks about stress. He talks about anxiety. So if you're one who is struggling, or you know someone who is, I would highly recommend going over to pray.com. There you will find Prayer Therapy with Dr. Phil. I don't like that we have to deal with stress, that we even have to have this conversation. However, it is a part of our life. If you have children, you're definitely going to be stressed. I've been talking to so many parents this weekend in my travels. They're like, oh my gosh, I've got an 8-year-old and a 6-year-old, or a 6-year-old and a 4-year-old, and life is just crazy. I talked to another gentleman. I have a 1-year-old and he travels all the time. And he's like, I just don't know what to do. It's like, I'm on the road, but then I come back and I have to deal with the family. And it's like, we go, 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 go. And he's going too, because, well, he's on the road. That's part of his job. When will life ever slow down? My friend, it will not. Yeah, this is when I have to take a deep breath, because it's not going to slow down. We just keep going. And at some point, if you don't stop and find healthy ways to reduce your stress, then I'm telling you right now, your body will stop. And you will have something else that will happen physically, mentally, emotionally to you that will be a red flag. And in some cases, it's too late. Yes, this is a serious conversation that we don't want to have, but if we don't have it, we're going to be dealing with a different serious situation. And I don't want you or anybody you love to be in that position. So once you've identified the source of your stress, it's time to explore ways to reduce it. Now, some of these are natural, but I really want you to think about, have I exhausted these simple ways? Okay, because let's be real. Life gets busy. And when it gets busy, what do? We just put off what really doesn't matter. We only deal with putting out the fires. And what really matters has nothing to do with the fires. Yeah, I know. Kind of crazy, isn't it? Weird how life works. So number one, exercise. Exercise is a great way to reduce stress. Exercise helps to release endorphins, which are chemicals that improve mood and reduce stress levels. And if you're not sure where to start, you can always ask your medical provider, your physician, for recommendations. You've got to exercise. You've got to move your body. Our bodies were created to move, not to sit. I've been sitting a lot this weekend and this week. It's been kind of a great thing, but not a great thing, because I get up and I'm like, oh, my hips. I'm the tin man again. Got to oil myself. Exercise is key. And if you're one who says, gosh, Christiane, I haven't exercised in years, walk. Simply walk and walk forward. That forward motion is going to change your mind. It's going to release things in the brain that is incredible, both for your mental stability and your health all at the same time. Literally killing two birds with one stone. Another way to tackle stress is through social support. Talking with a trusted friend or a family member can help you alleviate stress. Proverbs 17, verse 17 reminds us that a friend loves at all times and a brother is born for a time of adversity. You don't have to deal with stress alone. Reach out to someone you trust. And if you're like, Christiane, I really don't have anybody around me. Have you reached out to me? Now, I know you and I don't know each other like your best friend, but you know what? Yes, we do. I'm here every day. How often do you come and listen? You do know who I am. And if you're like, Christiane, I really don't have anybody, then send me an email. Say, Christiane, I need help. I just need to talk this out. Sometimes just the action of writing it down or literally typing it on a keyboard allows your mind to say, okay, let's look at this differently. It's the first step. But you see, again, it's an excuse. We say, oh, I don't have anybody around us. That's not true. There's me. You have family and friends. And if you're like, Christiane, I can't do any of those options, then let me say this. There is a church in your area. And if that is the only thing that you have to go to, I want to implore you to go there and say, I need help. I don't know where to turn. Churches may not have the resources inside their four walls, but they will be able to direct you to someone who does. And you don't have to be all alone. You see, that's the problem nowadays. We are so connected, yet we're so disconnected. We have these great mobile devices. We are connected across the globe. You know, we're heard in over 120 countries. It's incredible. I'm in countries that I'm like, where is it on the map? I need to look it up. I mean, seriously. And I am blessed that you are listening far away. I mean, I'm here in the United States of America, and you are where you are. And because of technology, it blesses us. However, it also can be a curse, because we think we have these connections, but in real life, we don't, in regards to, I need to talk to somebody. I need to pick up the phone. And you're like, yeah, I'm picking up the phone, but it's a digital device. It's not someone physical that you can wrap your arms around and be held and hugged and be told that everything is going to be okay. If you find yourself in that state, please ask for help. You do not have to do this alone. God has created you on purpose, for purpose. He has made you for more than even you can imagine. And you may not see that now. And you may be tossing this whole idea of this podcast to the side saying, you know what, Christiane, I don't want to listen to your episode anymore. That's fine. You can hang up or you can pause for just a moment. And in this moment, let your heart hear this. God loves you. I love you. You do not have to let stress overcome you. You, my friend, can overcome stress. Finally, make sure you're taking care of your physical health. You've got to eat well. That means a nutritious diet, an adequate sleep, which I'm not getting, by the way. We'll leave that, though, for another episode. You know I don't get enough sleep. But that's just part of who I am now. I am working on it. You know this. But I'm also being real with you. Right? I'm not going to sit here and say and act like I'm perfect because I am far from it. I need more sleep. But I also know I have responsibilities, and there are many of them. And so I do what I can in the hours that God has given me. And so I'm working on my sleep. You need to work on it too. You need to eat healthy. I'm on the road. I'm doing my best to eat healthy. And when you do that, your body is given the opportunity and the chance to reduce stress. You got to take those levels down. Consider incorporating mindfulness practices into your daily routine. Being mindful can help you be present and focused, which can ultimately help reduce stress levels. Stress, my friend, is an unfortunate reality of life. But by identifying the source of stress and using these healthy strategies to combat it, stress doesn't have to control your life. It doesn't. Matthew 11, verse 28 says this, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." That's what Jesus said. You need to be reminded of this all the time. Why? Because you're tired. Because you're burned out. Because you have this dream within you, but you're having a hard time going to bed early enough, waking up on time. Life is just on the go. It's filled with blessings, but right now all you see is a field of messes. I want you to see the field of hope. There is hope. And that's why Jesus reminds us, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Lean on your faith. Take care of your mind, body, and spirit. And then, yes, conquer your stress. I promise you, nothing is impossible. Go out, train for life. Love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.